Now it's our time to study lesson 3, an unknown goddess, 无名女神. Please open your textbooks at page 22. Read with me the following words. Goddess, archaeologist, Eugene, explore, promontory, prosperous, civilization, story, drainage, worship.Sacred, fragment, remains, classical, reconstruct, rest, hip, full length, graceful, identity. Read me the important words once more. Explore, prosperous, civilization, worship.Remains, classical, reconstruct, hip, full length, graceful, identity. Do you know how to use the important words? Now first, let's study how to use transitive verb explore. The archaeologists are exploring the cave.
考古学家们正在考察勘探这个山洞。
The archaeologists are exploring the cave. Explore,
它的名词形式
exploration, E-X-P-L-O-R-A-T-I-O-N, exploration. Explorer,
探险家
E-X-P-L-O-R-E-R.
那么这种扩展词性的方式很简单，是我们扩展词汇量的一个捷径。
Now read with me. Explore. Exploration. Explorer. Next word. Prosperous.
In Chinese, 繁荣的，昌盛的。
Our finance is prosperous.
Finance, 财政金融。
Our finance is prosperous.
大家不仅要掌握住 prosperous, 同时要掌握住如下的几个同义词。
Thriving, T-H-R-I-V-I-N-G,
昌盛的、兴旺的。
Thriving business.
Booming,
B-O-O-M-I-N-G,
booming, 蓬勃的、景气的。兴隆的
booming shops,
booming business,
flourishing, F L O U R I S H I N G, flourishing,
繁茂的、健康的、昌盛的
flourishing business, flourishing plants, flourishing children,
civilization, 文明
high level of civilization.
高度文明
enjoy a high level of civilization
享有高度的文明它的动词形式 civilize
C-I-V-I-L-I-Z-E
civilize
OK, next word worship worship this is a transitive word is respect admire who do you worship in the world? Oh, I worship great leaders
We must tell the difference between the two words, worship and worship,
W-A-R-S-H-I-P,
worship, 崇拜,
worship,
战舰.
Next, sacred, in Chinese,
宗教的,神圣的.
And we must grasp two synonyms,
我们必须要掌握两个同义词.
One is holy, H-O-L-Y,
神圣的.
The other is solemn, S-O-L-E-M-N,
庄重的。
That, you know, secret music,
圣乐。
Secret promise,
郑重的诺言。
Next, classical,
in Chinese, 古典的、典雅的、人文科学的。
Classical music,
古典音乐。
Classical education,
人文科学教育。 Can you tell the difference between classical and classic?
C-L-A-S-S-I-C.
Classic,
形容词，第一流的，典型的，规范的，最高级的。For example,
this is a classic example of love at first sight. This is a classic example of love at first sight.
那么这里我们用到了形容词 classic.
Classic example,
典型的例子，这是一见钟情的典型例子。
Classic,
又是一个名词，经典之作，杰作。
The joke is a classic. It's funny.
Next important word, reconstruct. 首先我们去掉前缀 re.
Re,
前缀重新再次
reconstruct,
修复
reconstruct,
构造建造组织
means put parts together.
Do you know how to use construct?
Build, put up.
如果我们只建造具体的建筑物通常使用 build
Build a house,
或 put up
a tent,
搭建起帐篷
put up a house.
Reconstruct 是侧重强调构造框架，构造一个语句
construct a sentence,
把弄坏了的雕像修复好
construct a broken statue.
所以 construct 重点突出是把什么拼装在一起，建造框架。那么同时大家还要把握住另一个词汇
erect,
E-R-E-C-T. We learn it in book 2. 在新概念二册已经有所接触。
Erect means build high buildings, such as monument, skyscraper, clock tower, and so on.
那么 erect 这个词主要是指建立比较高大的建筑物，比如说建立纪念碑
,erect monument.
建造钟楼
,erect clock tower.
同时我们要注意第二类词
,set up is devilish.
E-S-T-A-B-L-I-S-H
Found
F-O-U-N-D 那么这三个词汇也跟建有关系，但是他们重点突出的是建立。
For example, set up students union
建立学生会。
Establish a school
建立一所学校。
Establish a rule
确立一条例。
Found a country
建立一国家。
Are you clear about the word construct,
build, put up, erect, set up, establish, and found?
Construct,
名词形式 construction, 其形容词形式 constructive, 有教育意义的
C-O-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-I-V-E,
constructive.
Constructor,
C-O-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-O-R, 建设者。 OK, next word,
hip,
注意这里短音的发音
hip, 臀部。
但是在口语的表达方式当中
,hip
不仅仅指屁股臀部，它也指在服用兴奋剂宗教信仰方面赶时髦的人，消息灵通人士，还是一个形容词表示通晓的见闻广的。
For example, Mary is a real hip.
玛丽真是二赶时髦啊。
The guy isn't a hip.
那家伙什么都弄不懂。
He's foolish.
真是一个笨蛋。口语的用法，那么我们同学们是不能根据字面的含义来推测的。
Can you guess at next?
Thrown. 那么下面这个口头用语能否猜得出来呢？
Droned at the hip.
Drone.
G-O-I-N.
Droned at the hip. 这是一个形容词，短语，表示交情极厚的。你猜对了吗？
For example, those two are droned at the hip.
那两个人交情是极其深厚的。
The second, shoot from the hip.
Shoot.
S-H-O-O-T Shoot from the hip
这是一个动词短语，信口开河，鲁莽行事。
Sorry I said that I shouldn't have shot from the hip
Sorry I said that I shouldn't have shot from the hip 很抱歉，我本不应该信口开河的。 OK, next
Full length
这是一个合成形容词，拖地长的。
A full length dress
叠地长裙。那么类似这样的构成形式，请同学们注意
Full grown
长大的。
Full down,
张满的。
A full down veil,
张满的芬芳。OK, next,
graceful,
优雅的。
A graceful lady,
一体态优雅的女士。那么同时我们要注意另外一个词汇，一个中文也是优雅的 ,elegant。
E-L-E-G-A-N-T,
elegant。我们通常使用 elegant, 用来说明修饰一个人的举止。
Elegant behavior,
elegant behavior。但是如果我们想形容一个人的外貌长相，长得特别漂亮的。
Beautiful,
长相还说得过去的
,pretty,
吸引人的
,charming,
可爱的
,lovely.
OK,
且苗条的 slim 等等，一定要注意这些形容词的应用。
Now it's our time to study the text. An unknown goddess, 无名女神。Some time ago, an interesting discovery was made by archaeologists on the Aegean island of Kia. An interesting discovery,
同学们发现，
在这里，名词做主语，显然它强调所发生的事件 discovery。而不是强调发出这个动作的人 archaeologist。 那么这样写作的风格充分体会出了重大的发现被考古学家们做出了。如果变成主动语态的话， archaeologists made an interesting discovery 也不错，但是我们却重点突